what is archaeology? For many people, it creates images of globetrotting adventurers like we saw in the Indiana Jones movies. A South Coast College professor who's one of the world's leading experts on anthropology says it can be exciting. But UC Santa Barbara researcher Dr. Brian Fagan says the real excitement isn't from Hollywood's version of the field, it's from the wonders that we're discovering about more than 3 million years of human history. Why does archaeology matter?
You should ask that question because I was writing about this only yesterday on the plane. It matters because it's very unique. It is the only science or humanity which looks at human history over immensely long periods of time, 3 million years, which is far longer than history does, which is about 5,000 at the most. And history depends on written records. We depend on what we've left behind us, food remains, tools, dwellings, and so on. So we're very unique.
Fagan talks about some of the many things we've learned.
We know that people making tools 2 million years ago, some of them were left-handed, for example. We know exactly what seeds people ate. We know how old people were, and things like that. And if you put all that together, we now have a picture of humanity from all sorts of different archaeological sources.
Fagan has written dozens of books about different aspects of archaeology. His latest book, commissioned by Yale University Press, is perhaps one of his most ambitious ever, looking at the entire history of the subject. The UCSB researcher's book is called A Little History of Archaeology. He says there was a red letter year in the field, 1859, because of two key things which occurred.
A eccentric French customs officer, of all things, who was an amateur geologist and archaeologist, discovered the tools of people we now call Stone Age people in the same gravels in the Somme River as the bones of extinct animals. Now, at the time, conventional religious dogma, which of course was the dominant view of the past, believing the scriptures are the literal historical truth, said that the world was created in 6 days by God.
And while we might not remember 1859 as the year, most of us know about the other big event from that period.
Here we were, finding stone tools and the bones of elephants in the same level. Charles Darwin published his famous Origin of Species with its theory of evolution and natural selection, which provided a theoretical background for showing why humans had lived long before the biblical flood and long before the creation in the Bible. And in this, with his doctrines and with these discoveries, they opened up a huge landscape of the past.
Fagan says the way archaeologists work has changed radically over the years. He says archaeological digs are giving way to other research tools, with technology playing a key role.
The archaeological record of the past, the archives, if you like, is finite. And every time you dig a site or a war destroys a temple or something, you're destroying part of this archive. And the archive is vanishing. One of the tasks of the archaeologist is to help save this. Technology like lasers enable us to examine landscapes under rainforest, non-intrusive archaeology.
And the researcher says the interest in the field has boomed in recent years to the point that archaeological tourism is threatening some of the world's historic sites.
It's a huge industry. The sites are literally being trodden to death. And the big challenge is, how do you save these sites from being worn to death?
So what does the researcher hope people take away from his new book?
Some sense of the extraordinary adventure that has been archaeology and some of the extraordinary people who've done it. Then I want you to get some idea of the extraordinary diversity of what's out there and of the societies that we've studied and what we know about them. Thirdly, I want you to get an idea that the past is in danger. Lastly, I want you to enjoy it. And if I've done at least one of those, well, the book's done some good.
The UCSB anthropologist's new book, A Little History of Archaeology, is available at bookstores and online now. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.